on Southeast AgNet.
Once a citrus laboratory somewhere comes up with a gene that's resistant to the serious HLB disease ravaging groves in Florida and elsewhere, it'll still take a while to get disease-resistant trees into growers' hands. University of Florida cell geneticist Jude Grosser explains the process.
There are a number of labs being funded through the Box Tax and the National Academy of Sciences. And right now we're searching for the foreign genes that will do the job and that will also satisfy FDA requirements for approval for consumption. So once we find that gene, once that search is over, then we need to work quickly to get it into all the commercial cultivars that are important to Florida. That's where I think everybody can work together because, you know, if somebody's going to find the gene, and then we need to come together and get it into all the commercial varieties and get them evaluated as quickly as possible so that we can deliver the products to the growers.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.